That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this hump day Wednesday, April 17th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Let me turn this down. I'm getting feedback in my headset. There we go. Kind of important that we have primary challenges. And I'll explain why. This isn't just for county commissioners, which I want you guys to do, Sheboygan County, District 2, Belknap, Aquiac, Roger Township, population west of U.S. 23 in Roger City for Presque Isle County, dealing with Emmett County, Bear River and Resort Townships. We need people to run to primary challenge individuals, currently especially the electeds that have been there forever. We need new blood. But why is primary challenges important? J.D. Wilson is going to be able to call out Congressman Jack Bergman on his voting record. Will he agree to debate him? Probably not. Being the arrogant, flippant congressman he's become, used to have a really good personal relationship with Jack. Don't understand why we haven't been able to continue that relationship, but it's basically evaporated. It's gone away. Have I called him out on the radio a couple of times on some of his votes? Absolutely. But why not come on the show and explain the votes? If I'm wrong, come on the show and tell me to my face and to the audience why I'm wrong. I'm a big enough man. I can take criticism. I criticize others. They should criticize me. I get criticized all the time. FCC complaints. All of the people talking on these progressive talking boards, these blog posts. Did you hear what that crazy Trucker Randy said? Blah, 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 blah. And I laugh. At least I know they're listening. They may not like what I'm saying, but they're listening. We're engaged. There's a communication process happening. Communication is a good thing. But when it comes to primary challenges, and this is why it's got to be done, folks. Stone sharpens stone, iron sharpens iron. If you're truly going to serve the people, you're truly going to be a fiscal conservative with our taxpayer dollars. If you're truly going to be held accountable to your constituents, then why haven't you been? The amount of money that's being spent in Antrim County is ridiculous. Folks, we're at 23,000, 24,000 people in the middle of summer. Wintertime, we dropped down to almost 19,000, 20,000. Basically, a pretty affluent upper end when it comes to real estate values, except for Mancelona, which is slightly depressed. Historically, they've had issues there for centuries, going back to the late 1800s, 1900s. It's a depressed economic area of our county. But outside of that, Shanty Creek, Torch Lake, pretty affluent. Property taxes, absolutely insane in our county. we've got people running against the problem commissioners. They're going to be replaced. We're going to be telling it to the people. We're going to be knocking on doors, telling them what they've been doing to us. And we are confident that our message will sell and they will elect our commissioner candidates versus the establishment people who have been there forever. They need to go. It's that simple. It needs to happen in Sheboygan County. Again, for the life of me, I cannot understand how the leadership of that party is not able to recruit candidates. Sorry, just telling the truth. As a matter of fact, the only candidate that is going to file and challenge John Wallace down in Tuscarora Township is one of my sponsors that I personally recruited to file and run. Small businessman, great ideas, great technology background. He can update the website. He can get things running a lot smoother. He would be voting to move the meetings to nights instead of during the day, which the Good Old Boy Club currently does under John Wallace's board leadership. People cannot take off from work at 9 o'clock in the morning to go to a county commissioner's meeting during the week. They just can't do it. I have to work. Other people have to work. Why will they not move the meetings to nights? 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Put them on Zoom. Put them on Facebook. Put them on YouTube. Put them on BitChute. Put them where Rumble, wherever you want to put them. Allow the people of the county to watch and hear what you guys are talking about. Why do they refuse to do that? Because they don't want you to know what they're doing. It's the bottom line. It's exactly why Jack Bergman won't come on the show. It's exactly why he will not post anything on social media about the bills that he's voting on. And like what J.D. Wilson said, his bank account has grown since he's been a U.S. congressman. I don't hold him against them. I don't hold it against him in any way, shape, or form. Welcome to America. I love capitalism. Make all the money you can. But a position that pays, I believe, $170,000 a year, you do not become a multimillionaire making $170,000 a year and paying your bills. It's that simple. But according to financial reports, that looks like what he's done since he's been in Congress starting in January of 2017. Well, people need to be held accountable. And the way you hold them accountable is you primary challenge them. It's that simple. May the best man or woman win. But if you don't run, in my opinion, and simply reelect county commissioners that are unopposed, you have no accountability. You have no transparency. When you go to them and ask them to do something, like John from Indian River did when he took the constitutional county resolution to them, and they wouldn't even put it on the agenda for a vote because of John Wallace, the chairman of the Board of Commissioners, and other commissioners giving lip service to the constituents of Sheboygan County. Unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. So here's the point. This coming Tuesday, April 23rd at 4 o'clock, is a filing deadline. All you have to do is go to your county clerk and say, give me a candidate package for county commissioner. They'll give you some petition sheets to collect signatures from your neighbors, an affidavit of identity form. They'll also give you other information about setting up a campaign. If you think you're going to spend more than $1,000, you need to form a committee. Not a problem. Very simple to do. If you think you're not even going to spend $1,000, you can ask for a waiver. You won't have to file a campaign committee report. The point of the matter is this, folks, and you have to understand something. This is about holding your local county commissioners, your local community elected officials accountable. If you don't run and you don't primary challenge them and they get reelected simply because they're unopposed, that is a travesty. You are not fulfilling your citizen responsibility to serve your community, to give back. And that's really what this boils down to. You're telling me that people in Sheboygan County only care about themselves, only care about making money. They don't have time to give back, volunteer back some time to their local county where they live. And you see, when you run for county commissioner, folks, you're only representing a few townships in your home area. Based on where you live, you have to live in the district, and you have to be accountable to your neighbors, available to your neighbors, listen to your neighbors, let them know what's coming up on the agenda for the next meeting. Maybe change your bylaws so that the meetings will be at night so people can come and participate in person. It's one thing to watch it on YouTube or Rumble, Facebook. It's a whole nother situation when you're there in person. Perhaps they say or do something that you'd like to get up and speak at public comment about. You know, I'd like to address what you guys were talking about earlier. Well, I don't think you should be doing that. I don't think you should be spending our taxpayer dollars on that. I don't think you should be implementing this rule. I don't think you should be passing this particular ordinance. Folks, if you don't get involved in your community, you have no room to complain. And when you get your tax bill and it's gone up, just shut up and pay it. Because you didn't do anything to hold these people accountable to having them lower your property taxes. They increased them. Why? Because they're tax and spend rhinos. I have never seen an area in my state of Michigan that is filled up with so many Democrats that run as Republicans. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. That we have here in northern Michigan. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. A little housekeeping, getting to your text messages during the conversation today. County Commissioner in Presque County, Cliff Tellini. He's our beef farmer. Black Angus, Montana ancestry beef there in Onaway. Raises all his own feed. I think would make a great chairman of the Board of Commissioners for Presque County. He said, Randy, Congress, $170,000 a year is reasonable, but it's the 90% of their salary as a pension plus health insurance that's the gold standard. Forget Medicare. Jack's over 65, as I am. I'm on Medicare, so is he. But they get a special health insurance in perpetuity until they die. 90% of their pay, so what, 170 minus 17, they're making $153,000 a year when they're not even in office anymore as a pension, plus this unbelievable Blue Cross Blue Shield gold standard health insurance. Jack's also a veteran of the military as a Marine. He doesn't use TRICARE. He does not use a VA hospital. I can guarantee it. That's the insanity. Stop and think about that. And I believe, what is it, Cliff? 6 years? 2 year terms. I believe you only have to serve 3 terms in Congress and you're fully vetted in your retirement. That's insanity. Joe and Brutus, Sheboygan County are all rhinos. I know. I live here. All Democrats running as Republicans. You guys have been conned for decades in Sheboygan County. Jack Bergman has been bought. Pure and simple. Let's see. One other text came in on it, too. Good for JD. I, too, Randy, did not know that he lives in the 1st District, Houghton Lake. Did not know that. Glad you guys texted me that question. Now, listen, I'm going to just lay it on the line. I've done it earlier this week. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it until Tuesday through Tuesday's show at noon. Vicky's the owner of the radio station. I'm under contract to do a syndicated show on the radio station. She's running for Antrim County Clerk. I'm running for State House in the 104th House District. We are not asking you to do anything that we are not willing to do ourselves. The owner of the radio station, a talk show host, if we're doing it, why can't you? It's that simple. Because I got to tell you something, people. We care about our county. We care about our state. We care about our country. And I'm not going to sit here on this microphone and ask you guys to run for office, school board, county commissioner, county clerks, township clerks, whatever. I'm not going to ask you to do it unless we're willing to do it. And again, I ask this very simple question. What other radio talk show host in the state of Michigan is running for political office? Gruber's not doing it. Theron's not doing it. Justin Barclay, Wood Radio in Southfield Radio, 9:10 a.m., the superstation, they're not running for office. Well, what's that tell you? We get into the game, the very same game that we're asking you to get into in your county. If you don't care about your county, just stay in the private sector, keep making money. I get it. Been there, done it for years. Made a ton of money over the years. Absolutely understand it totally. Raised the families, paid for colleges, paid for weddings, put the down payment, paid the closing costs for their first marital homes for every one of our children. We've helped them out. We got them started. Good luck. You're on your own. Our middle daughter, Tina, and her husband, Tony, they still live in the same marital home. We helped buy it for them to get them started back when they got married in the 1980s. We love them to death. Great, great parents. Ashley, their older daughter, Jessica, Nicole, Jacob, three kids. Jacob's finishing up his degree at Michigan State University. Ashley is a school teacher, third grade in Royal Oak Schools. Jessica is an IT person down in Florida. Absolutely love the family and what they've done. We helped them out. We got them started. I understand. That's what you want to do for your kids. But now the kids are gone. A lot of you are retired. It's time to give back to your community. And again, we're not asking you to do anything that we're not willing to do ourselves. It'd be one thing if we were just preaching on this microphone and then going on about our business throughout the day. No. Vicki is getting ready to leave to go to the Antrim County Clerk's office to file her papers to run for Antrim County Clerk. She's going to be talking to the county administrator. She's going to be talking to the county treasurer. She's going to be talking to people this afternoon in the community. You know, the thing of it is, she didn't have to do this. She didn't want to do this, but she felt called to do it. And so should you. Today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day, fighting for Michigan business.